Everyone, please stand, join us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Chuck Furman from our meeting.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Travel and training, Tim.
Okay. Let's go into communications. We have 5 requests for travel and training. First is from the Clerk of Courts for Cindy Carpenter, Jerome Cook, Jeff Wyrick, Stacy Carpenter, Diane Bicknell, and Stephanie Harris to attend the Ohio Clerks Association Summer Conference, Sherrardsville, Ohio, $4,185, June 15th to 19th. Next, we have a request from Veteran Services, Patricia Enfield, to attend the Spring School and Conference, Independence, Ohio, $771, May 12th. Next, we have a request from the Sheriff's Office for Mike Baker. This is dual-purpose pre-trained narcotic dog course, a 5-week handler course, $6,250, March 30th to May 1 in Denver, Indiana. Next, we have from the Butler County Sheriff's Office, Robert Barber and Todd Lagmeyer, taking a course on supervising counter drug operations, $294, Columbus, Ohio, April 1st to 3rd. Again, from the Butler County Sheriff's Office, we have Katie McMahon and Mike Smith to attend the Correctional Administrators Course for Full Service Jails, Law Enforcement Training, London, Ohio, $1,828, April 24 to April 28th. Next, under finance resolutions, you have 4 requests in front of you. The last item, number 4, is taken off. So we have 3 requests to discuss today. First is a transfer between accounts in the general fund, the auditor's department, of $6,500 in order to pay unemployment cost. Next is an increase in budget of $24,620 into Commissioner Other Account, General Fund, Department 52. This is a pass-through to the TID for a loan involving the Port Authority, in which we received a like-kind amount in a check. Next is a transfer between accounts in order to the construction fund for the court remodeling of $10,000. And as I mentioned, the last item has been taken off. The next is to approve an increase in estimated resources for dog and kennel fund number 1590 in the amount of $2,000. Next, under finance, is a request to establish a new fund. This is Fund 6410, which is will be referred to as the State Watercraft License Fee Fund. As we move into personnel, we have one personnel item to consider today. First is to accept the resignation of Jessica Brown as part-time social services worker in Children's Services. As we move on to Job and Family Services and Children's Services, we have 2 items to consider today. First is to approve a child care contract with Kinder Care Learning Center, April 1, 2009 to March 2010, in the amount of $517,000 even. Secondly, we have a request for an amendment for a placement services contract for that involves focus on use. The amendment changes the per diem rates and counseling rates involved with this particular contract. As we move on to the engineer has 2 requests for you to consider today. First is the exchange of bonds for Tylersville Farm. Second is to grant a special hauling permit to Dixie Crane Rentals. Under miscellaneous, we have 2 items today. First is to adopt a contract between Metro Parks and Prosecutor's Office to provide legal services at an annual fee of $2,000. Second is to appoint 18 people to the Criminal Justice Board. And then finally, we have a request for then and now payments. You've been supplied with a request of 45 payments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.